Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to Nara Torah, the Nida series, number 11. We are continuing, moving forward, Hilchos Kesamim, and now we're going to be dealing with today, what do we do if a kesem is found on her body? And we have a lot to cover, so let's get straight to it. But first, of course, the shear should be so that the chayalim should be zoche to nitzachon. They should win, they should go in safely, they should come out safely, and we should only be zoiched to have Hashem fighting, not with us, but even for us, through the chayalim. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zoiched for a nitzachon very quickly. Amen. Now, we're continuing in our understanding of the kesamim, and we need to deal with the sugya of where the kesem is found. So first we need to use our logic and understand that if she has a nosebleed or if she finds blood on her hand, she isn't going to be tmeya, right? We said the only time she'd be tmeya is if the dam comes from the makor. So obviously there's no chance if you find blood on her nose that it came from the makor. Physically, the blood goes down, not up. So rather, the problematic areas where we're going to be dealing with and which questions are going to arise from is if she finds blood from the waist down. And then the din splits into two situations. One, if it's found on her body. And two, if it's found on her clothes. Now we're going to say, just so you have it in your minds clearly, that if it's on her body, then again, from the waist down, we can be makel and toilet up to pachos mikagris. Whereas if it's found on her clothes, we can be toilet until pachos mikagris. Now, today we're going to deal only with the sugya if it's found on her body. The Rambam in Isurei Bia Perek Tes Halacha Vav Paskins as follows. He holds, Ma bein keten manim sab sor la keten manim sab big do. What's the difference between kesem which is found on her body and kesem which is found on her clothes? Sha keten manim sab sor la ein lo shir. If it's found on her body, ein lo shir. She's always going to be tmeya. This is how the Rambam holds. But if it's on her clothes, then she's going to be tmeya from more than a gris. Meaning that according to the Rambam, we're only saying pachos mikigris is mutter when the kesem is found on her clothes. However, if it's found on her clothes, then she's on her body, then she's going to be tmeya for a kol shehu. However, the Ravid explicitly writes that this makes no sense because the Gemara in Maseches Nida, okay, page 58a, writes tipin tipin mau, meaning Rav Yirmiya is the author who says this, and he says, does tipin tipin start fitting into a shear? If you find little drops and bits of blood, can you combine them into a gris? We're going to deal with the concept with seer of in depth tomorrow, but let's see how this relates to our question. So seemingly, though, the fact that Rav Yirmiya asks if tipin can be mitzarf to a shear, to a gris, to metameher, means that one drop, which is less than a gris, is not metame, meaning she'd be muteris. And since here, there's no distinction if he asks if it's on her clothes or on her body, we can say that the Rambam, we have a kasha on the Rambam. What does the Rambam do with this Gemara? The Rambam says if it's found on her body, it can be any size. But Rav Yirmiya explicitly doesn't say that. So we need to answer for the Rambam. So the Magid Mishnah explains that we need to learn the Gemara contextually and not in and of itself. So let's look a few words before it. By Rav Yirmiya, kosher mohu, keshura mohu, tipin mohu. Meaning, Rav Yirmiya is asking a slew of questions. If the kesem looks like a shear, or if it's in a row, what's the din? And then he asks, if it's tipin, if it's drops by drops, what's the din? Meaning, so it's clear to us, the Rav Yirmiya is asking about the form of the kesem. Therefore, if she finds a kesem on her body, even a kol shehu is going to be metame. So let's just recap the machlokas in regarding finding kesem on her body. The Rambam holds that if a kesem is found on her body, then she is tmeya regardless of the size of the kesem. However, the Ravid and the Rashba hold that pachos mikigris also applies to a kesem which is found on her body. With this, we've dealt very nicely, briefly, but nicely with the sugya of if a kesem is found on her body. Again, the shir should be bizchus to the chayalim who are shomer al atzenu, and bizrat Hashem bizchus to the shir bizchus our learning, Hashem should fight with them and for them.